Hey there, I'm Amanda, a Southern mama with big city sensibilities. I'm the girl that took a daydream and built a profitable virtual assistant business all in the middle of a global pandemic. Now, I work from home alongside some of the biggest bloggers and influencers while running a six-figure online business. I'm taking you along for the ride as we dive into business, marketing, strategy, and real life as a female entrepreneur. I'm all about simple, easy, actionable steps that get real results. This podcast is for the dreamers, the doers, and the go-getters. So let's kick imposter syndrome together and pull back the curtain on how to actually make money online. Get ready as we dig in, do the work, and tackle those big dreams I know you've been dreaming up. This is the Bold Business Podcast. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. I am so excited to be chatting with you guys today because we are talking about a really big milestone that we just hit. It is the Virtual Assistant Studio's second birthday. Can you guys believe that? Sometimes I can't. The official start to the Virtual Assistant Studio was July of 2020. And I mean official because that's when I, you know, filed the paperwork and made that decision that, okay, this is not just some side gig, extra money sort of thing. This is a legitimate business, and this is what I do now for a living. I'll never forget Googling literally how to start an LLC and holding my breath as I shelled out $150 to make my business official, which is funny because $150 seemed like so much to invest at that time on something that hadn't really made me a whole lot of money yet. But I also heard that little voice in my head that told me, well, if you don't believe, then who else will? And so I did it. I went for the big thing. And did I make a lot of mistakes along the way? Yeah, for sure. But that, I think, is the beauty of entrepreneurship. And honestly, it's one of my favorite parts about business because there's really no such thing as a quote-unquote mistake. I think that there are very much learning opportunities and there are tests and trials, but at the end of the day, all of those things work together to make you a stronger business leader, to implement better systems within your business, and to build something that has a really solid foundation. I still remember that nervous, like exciting feeling that I sometimes still get when I was freelancing as a virtual assistant and trying to make this like a full-on business. And it's funny because like back in those days, I would have this little notebook that was like cute that I had gotten from Home Goods and my pretty sugar paper, pretty planner where I would write down like my goals for the month and my appointments and like tasks I needed to do for clients. And I think the fact that I use like a paper planner shows the limiting capacity of my business at the start because I could actually fit my workload into those tiny little paper squares, which is funny to me now because I have 50 Google calendars and the capacity is much larger. We had to move away from the tiny little paper squares. But I think back to, you know, the same time 2 years ago, and it's a very pivotal moment in my brain because it was actually my brother's wedding and we were up in the North Georgia mountains for his wedding weekend. And aside from the fact that it was like literally the middle of COVID, so I don't think anybody's ever going to forget that. But I also remember it vividly because we were in this cabin in the middle of the woods with my whole family, my brother included, and there was like no Wi-Fi whatsoever. The Wi-Fi was basically non-existent. So I was trying to create a hotspot off of my phone, and you know how well that works. And I had multiple calls set up with potential clients because at that point in my business, like I couldn't afford to have quote unquote boundaries when they were like, this is the time that we're available. I was like, great, I will make it work. And so I did. And that was also the first time that I realized, oh my gosh, this is a legitimate business. Like during that trip, I had landed, I think, like 3 new clients. And so it was then that kind of pushed me over the edge of going from like that freelancer sort of dabbling in this to, oh no, this is an actual business with real revenue and I have an actual client load. And it was just the craziest shift because I remember thinking in my head, like, okay, that goal that I had written down in my paper planner notebook is coming to fruition. Like, it is happening. And it was also the first time that I was at a social gathering that required me to answer that question that I sometimes dread. So, what do you do? And it was also the first time that I was able to say out loud that I run a virtual assistant business. And I'm pretty sure at the time I didn't know what to call it. So I just fumbled over my words and I was like, I like kind of work online for these people and I like do these things. And they were probably like, what is this girl talking about? She's lost it. She needs to go get a real job is probably what they were thinking. But it was so cool to think back to those very beginning stages and how I felt and what was going through my head, because I still have a lot of those same thoughts and feelings and like that nervous excitement that still comes up. And so that's kind of why I wanted to create today's episode, is just to walk you guys through one, the past 2 years, because they have been the most thrilling and also stressful 2 years of my life. It's kind of funny, like, you know, usually Instagram or whatever social media platform you're on sort of feeds you content that is applicable to whatever stage of life you're in. So like if you're a mom, you're going to get a bunch of mom memes. And if you're a business owner, you're going to get a bunch of funny business owner memes. And like when I worked in retail, I would get like these funny like customer memes. And so it's like, you know, Instagram just knows these things about you. That's obviously their job as the AI is to know these things about you. And so right now I get all these entrepreneurship memes. And one of the ones that I got recently was like, it's like a roller coaster. And that is 100% accurate. You're like up, 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 and we're going down. And sometimes that happens in the span of like a week. Sometimes it's a month. And sometimes it's within the span of literally the same day. Like there will be times where I think, oh my gosh, I am crushing it. I am making it. We are doing this thing. And like an hour later, I'm like crashing back down to reality. And it's funny because like if you had told me, you know, that this is what I would be doing even 5 years ago, I never in a million years would have thought that this is actually what I would be doing. Like I never had a plan to run my own business. I never had this big grand dream to become a virtual assistant. And it's my actual dream. If I think back to like when I was in, you know, middle school and high school and sort of dreaming about, okay, what type of adult am I going to be? What's my life going to look like? I was never that person that was like, I'm going to get married and have kids and like do all of these things that I do now. My goals were like, I wanted to go to a big name college. I wanted to work in a fancy office in New York City. And I wanted to have really fabulous friends that were more like family that I could like go hang out and brunch with on the weekend in a really great outfit. Like those were my goals as a young girl, which is funny now because I literally spend my days with like dried up spit up on my shoulder asking myself if I can stretch my hair yet another day with some more dry shampoo without having to wash it. And most of the time there's like an abandoned coffee in the microwave that I was gonna reheat and probably did and then forgot about. And so it just looks totally different, but I freaking love it. And that's why I wanted to go over just this transformation of the business the past 2 years, and to also show how much is possible in such a short period of time. It's crazy because these past 2 years, I've been stretched in capacities that I never thought I would have been. And I've learned more in the past 2 years, probably more than I did like the better half of a decade working in my corporate job. And it's not to say that I didn't learn anything in my corporate job. I think I learned some of the most crucial foundational skills for being a really great business leader that include how to hire and how to train and how to retain team members and how to build a business with a solid foundation that is one that you can actually scale sustainably. And so while I've been personally challenged to think about things in a whole new way from the business side of things, I've also never been more energized to like sit down and do the work than I am right now. And I freaking love that. I think that is so cool. And it's crazy because sometimes I hear, especially I would say from the generation that went before me, that, you know, a job's a job. It's a way to provide for your family. It's a way to pay the bills, and that's it. And I think that's because that's how they were trained to become complacent within society, is that, you know what, just be thankful for what you have. Be thankful you have a job. Be thankful that you have benefits. And I'm like, no, a job can be more than that. A job shouldn't just be a job. A job should be able to support the life that you want, and your life should be able to be integrated with your job. I don't think there's anything wrong with the fact that, if you think about it, we spend 40 hours, sometimes more, a week working. And so if a job is just a job, why are we wasting the majority of our life doing something that means nothing to us? Like, that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever in my head. I'm like, if we have to work and we have to earn money in order to support the lifestyle that we want, then like, why wouldn't we want to spend that time if it is away from your family or your kids? Or even if it's not, even if you have the opportunity to work from home with them, you're still not focusing on your family during the time that you're working. So it needs to be worth it. It needs to make a difference, and it needs to be of value to you, no matter what that looks like. And it's not going to be the same for every person, and that's okay. So anyways, that's my side tangent. I do want to get into the fun, juicy stuff. One of the things that Josh and I love to do, Josh is my husband, if you're new here, after like a long day, sometimes when we're eating dinner together as a family, or like if we do something fun over the weekend or go on a trip, basically like any experience, we just love to recap the highs and the lows. And we just think it's fun to talk about like, okay, this went really well and this not so much. And that was really funny. And if somebody was recording that, we would probably be like, you know, YouTube famous or something, because sometimes the stuff that our kids do is really funny. And so anyways, I figure we could structure this episode just like that. So you guys know me, I am going to want to end on a positive note. That should be no surprise to you at all. So I'm going to start with the lows of what it looks like to run an online business for the past 2 years. And then I'm going to finish on the highs. And there is a bunch of stuff that I could probably spend hours talking about, but I'm going to try to keep it condensed because I know that I can be long-winded at times. So some of the lows that I want to go over the past 2 years, and I feel like these shouldn't be a surprise to you because I think I've mentioned some of these on the podcast before. So the first one is that sometimes, if I'm being honest, entrepreneurship is kind of lonely. Now, don't get me wrong, I am a people person in the sense that I can talk to just about anybody and it will be a fun, lively conversation. However, I recharge when I'm by myself. So the fact that I get to work from home and my office and my house every day, like, actually makes me happy. Like, I am 100% okay with the fact that I don't need human interaction outside of my family every single day, and that's okay. Not everybody is like that. However, I did really enjoy like the connection piece of like my team and other like-minded individuals that I had sort of cultivated in my 9-to-5 job. Now, I am so far removed from that, I mean, where I'm at now is like 10 times better. However, one of my goals, and I've talked to you guys about this before, is to make deeper connections within the industry of like-minded individuals. So that is something that I'm working on. So hopefully that will not be in the low when we do this again in another 2 years. Another low is that as a business leader, literally everything falls on you. So if you're prone to crack under pressure, just being honest, this honestly probably may not be the best job for you. But I think that this taught me to really value the importance of working on mindset. And it also really taught me what it means to truly prioritize my health first so that the rest of everything else will fall into place as it should. And because you are the sole decision maker, and yes, everything does fall on you, that also gives you the autonomy to make some really cool decisions and do really fun things within the business. And anytime I get stressed out or like I'm feeling weighted, I always come back to my center of trusting myself and knowing that I've gotten this far based on my gut and my intuition. And not to say that I haven't made mistakes, because I have. I'm human. It happens. But if I can build what I've built up into this point, surely I can continue to go forward. And worst case scenario, I've built this really solid foundation that if the business never grew past the point of where we are now, that's okay. I'm okay with that. I don't want that. But like financially speaking, for my team members and myself, we are all okay. And so I think that gives me sort of a sense of security, knowing that like we have this really solid foundation that if we invest a little bit here and it doesn't work out, it's okay, because our baseline is already covered and that is like solid. And so if you're new in your business, I would just really encourage you to think about what is that baseline and what does that look like and how can you make that as strong as possible so that when you start to dabble in these other things, you can always fall back onto that baseline and then build up from there. Okay, the next low, and I'm not really sure if this is like a low, but anyways, is when you are an entrepreneur, you kind of like learn as you go. And I don't think enough people talk about this. Like, nobody was born with this information. Most people don't go to school to be an quote unquote online business owner. Like, that's not really a thing. Most people just kind of take all of their existing skills and then put them into action and then continue to learn as they go, which is pretty much my strategy. And so things aren't always perfect. And sometimes I mess up. And you kind of have to be okay with that. And as a recovering perfectionist over here, sometimes that can be really hard to know. Like, sometimes I look at things and I know that they could be better and I know that they need to be refined, but I have to pick and choose the priorities of kind of like putting profit first in some senses to make sure, again, that that baseline is always covered. So a great, for instance, would be like, I would love to have a completely new brand in the sense of like actual branding assets and like a website and all of that. However, that is not a necessity. Like, I don't need a new brand to be able to grow the business. So I have to put that on the back burner and be like, okay, I know our brand could be stronger. So I'm going to put that on the list for like things in the future that I want to work towards, but it's not going to happen right now. And so those are the types of things where you sort of have to like learn as you go and prioritize and make sure that, like, again, you're covering that baseline so that you always have that solid structure to fall back on. The next one, and this really should not come as any surprise, and I, again, don't even know if it's a low, but I think it just is what it is, is you have to be willing to invest time, energy, and money and trust that you will get a return on investment, but be okay with not knowing when that will come. And so for most people early on, this is going to look like investing a lot of time and probably a lot of energy. And I think as you grow and you're able to build that foundation, that time and energy will turn into money. And again, you have to be okay with sometimes taking that leap and stepping forward, but knowing you have that solid foundation to fall back on. And I think the last one that was kind of, and it's not even, again, it's not like a bad thing, I think it just happens, is that it is very easy to let your business take over your life. Like, I love what I do. I'm passionate about it. Everything that I'm working on is so fun to me. I'm like, this is amazing that I literally get paid to do this. Like, that is awesome. But because I love what I do, I will literally work 7 days a week and be totally fine with that. And that is not healthy. And once you have that foundation in place, it is so important to set up boundaries. And so I think those boundaries can have some give and take. Like, I fully understand that there are certain times a year where like that boundary might get pushed a little bit, and I am okay with that. But I also know there are other times of the year where that boundary can hold firm, and that's okay too. So I would say those are kind of like the lows of the past 2 years is that, yeah, I'm working really hard and it takes a lot of time and it takes money and energy and I don't always know what I'm doing. But at the same time, I trust that it's going to work out. And I've taken the past 2 years to build the foundation. And now that the foundation is built, I can go back and refine. And so I think that kind of leads me into the highs, which of course, my number one high is always going to be launching the Virtual Assistant Studio course, which, spoiler alert, there are some big things coming to you guys in the next few weeks. Yes, you heard that right. Weeks. All around the Virtual Assistant Studio course. And because I love a good teaser, I'll just leave you guys with this. It is getting a full revamp, new name, new content, and a whole new digital product. So I cannot wait to get this in your guys' hands. It is going to make such a difference, and I'm so excited. So over the past few years, we've welcomed over 100 students into our signature course, and so many of them have gone on to be full-time virtual assistants. Some of them are part-time too. That's great as well, but I am just so proud to be able to say that I have led those women through the course, and I've also had the great opportunity to be able to hire some of those students to work for the Virtual Assistant Studio, which I think is amazing. The next big win, of course, is going to be this podcast. This is one of my favorite things to do, is chat with you guys every week on business and marketing and life as an entrepreneur and mom and just literally all of the things. I think it's so fun. And next win or high, I would say, was getting to chat with my mentor, Jenna Kutcher, on the Gold Digger podcast. That was something that I think I manifested because I have wanted to be on her podcast since like I first started listening to it, which is literally like I think she was on like episode 7 when I first started listening to it. And so to come full circle and have my own online business and be able to chat with her was just so fun. And I am hopeful that I will get to do it again, or who knows, maybe she'll even be on the Bold Business podcast. I'm just going to put it out there so that if the universe decides that that should happen, then it will. Okay, the next thing is that I get to work with dream. And when I say dream, I mean dream clients that I have been following along with for years. And so many of these clients have turned into genuine friends. And I think that's one of my favorite parts, is there's such a level of mutual respect with all of my clients. And that's why they're dream clients, is because I respect the fact that they've built and created these amazing influencer businesses. And they respect me for the fact that I can help them on the back end to be able to support this dream of theirs. And so I just am so thankful for them, because it allows me to do what I do every single day. And that is literally the best gift ever. And then another win is that I have had the grand opportunity to be able to hire a team of 6 women to be able to help and serve our clients and our students so well. And watching them grow within their roles over these past 2 years has been probably the best feeling. I love it when I see them working together on Slack and answering each other's questions and helping each other out. It is just, it's the best. And so I am so thankful for them every single day, because truly they are the heart and soul of the Virtual Assistant Studio, and we would not be what we are without them. So I'm just excited that I get to work alongside of them and be in community with them as well. And this doesn't have to do with business, but I have to put it on the list because he's like literally my joy and sunshine. Is another high of the past 2 years is that I was able to welcome my second baby, which, if you guys haven't listened to our fertility series, I had my husband Josh on the podcast to talk about just our experience getting to our first and then our experience getting to our second. And eventually, one of these days, we are going to sit down in my closet and record his birth story. But life has been so busy with 2 kids that that has yet to happen. But it is an interesting one, and I feel like you guys are going to you're going to like it. So maybe I'll try to squeeze that in for you this week. But I had to throw that in there because for me, it's not just all about business. It really is about that work-life integration. And so much of my business supports my life, and so much of my life supports my business. And so my kids are obviously my pride and joy, and they inspire me daily. So that is on the high of highs. Oh my gosh. Can you guys believe that it's been 2 years? It seems like a lifetime, and yet it also seems like it was literally yesterday. And of course, I am so excited for some big things coming down the pipeline over the next few months. So we've been working so hard behind the scenes, and I just can't wait to get these products and these new rollouts into your hands. They are going to make the world of difference, and I'm so excited. But I also just want to take a second and thank you so much for being here. Thank you for hanging out with me every single week as we chat about life and business and the best marketing strategies and, well, real life as a mompreneur. Am I right? Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode at a look back over the virtual assistant studio for the past 2 years. Happy birthday to us. And I will chat with you guys again next week. Same time, same place. I'm over here doing a little happy dance because you just finished another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. Is it just me, or was that filled to the brim with juicy goodness? If you're anything like me and are wanting even more business, marketing, and strategy tips coupled with real life, follow along with us over on Instagram at the Bold Business Podcast. And be sure to check out the show notes for any free resources, links mentioned, or coupon codes and more. And if you loved this episode, will you do me a favor and go ahead and tap that subscribe button and leave us a review? Until next time, and remember, let's be bold together.